Welcome to This Week Inside the Barn with me, Brian Allmer, broadcasting from Briggsdale on the Colorado Ag News Network. On this week's show, in the final two segments, you'll learn about Beef Bank Colorado from its co-founders, Shannon and Jordan Levy, and team members, Arcadia's Lauren Barrett and Five Rivers Cattle Feedings, Kim Rounds and Billy Schmitz. But here in the first segment.
Back on April 8th, Bushel, an independently owned software company and leading provider of software technology solutions for growers, grain buyers, protein producers, and food companies, announced the launch of their Bushel Offer Management System. I joined the Colorado Ag News Network and Farmcast Radio at this time to discuss the Bushel Offer Management System in much more detail is Jake Jornstedt, the co-founder and CEO of Bushel. Jake, now for those that missed our original interview back in December 2019, tell them more about how Bushel got its start and its mission for farmers across the nation.
Yeah, so Bushel started, really the company we started back in 2011, but over the last 4 years here, we've focused entirely on agriculture and launched the Bushel product platform back in 2017. What we do today is we serve grain companies, ethanol plants, mills, any type of grain buyer who's working in the commodity space or specialties for grains, buying grain from the farmer. You can use our tools to help you do that digitally, to help you inform the farmer about the business you're doing together. So think about it a lot like your mobile banking app that you have today from your bank. You pull it up, you see your checking account, your balances, you can make deposits, you can transfer money, those kind of things. On the Bushel platform, if a grain company buys our product, they get their own brand, so Poet Ethanol or whoever it might be that's using the platform, and their growers get to do business on the tool. They can see their contracts. They can see live scale tickets as soon as they roll across the scale, and they can manage their contracts. And then, of course, we'll talk a bit today about actually being able to create those offers in the tool now going forward.
Now, Bushel's products and services are available to Colorado farmers too, right?
Yep. There's a few co-ops and some big private players down in that area that have locations where they'll have the product live. And to the farmer, it's free, remember. So if you're a grower that's doing business with one of those co-ops in Colorado, the tool's free for you.
Jake, if you would explain the Bushel Offer Management System in more detail and why was it created specifically?
Yeah, so up to this point, the Bushel tools have done very little in terms of real transactional business. It's been mostly to inform the growers that are doing business with you as the grain buyer as to their accounts and their status. With the offer management system, what we're doing is we're letting the grain buyer manage a whole host of things. So their cash bids and their hedging as well, right from the same platform. So they go in, they make a change to their bid, and it goes out to their site, it goes to their app with Bushel. And the grower now, for the first time, can actually initiate an offer to the grain buyer, or the grain buyer can take that typical phone call they're getting today, enter it in the system, and the grower will actually get informed that your offer is working. So you can do a cash offer, hedge to arrive, or a basis offer, and you can run those deals all the way to close with the grower being in the loop. They're getting updates every time, you know, if it gets completed and they accept your offer or if they give you a counter. It's all involved in the app. And on the grain merchandiser side, it reduces slippage. It just adds a ton of value in terms of a digital recording of that transaction that they're working on. So we're excited about it. We think it's going to make a big impact because obviously right at this moment, it's good timing. You can't go and sit down at the coffee shop necessarily and sign that contract. And so or even work it out. Obviously, you can work it out over the phone, but if the grower's sitting at home and they want to initiate an offer, they can do that today with the Bushel Offer Management System on some of the customers that are getting it today.
My guest once again is Jake Jornstedt, the co-founder and CEO of Bushel. Jake, what else does Bushel software provide farmers across the nation, which would help their bottom line?
Well, today, I think the biggest value at the moment is helping the grower know where they're at with existing contracts and deliveries, and thinking about the future state. So if you've got all your active contracts in front of you and you know your status, it's a lot easier to make decisions on the fly as to whether you need to lock something else in to make that bottom line work for you. And of course, having the markets available on the tool is a big part of that, watching the markets. And then, of course, making it easier to get that business done with a grain company and you can get back to farming. And so that's our goal. We just hit 25,000 active farmers on our platform in April, and we're pretty proud of that number and continuing to grow. So thanks for the support on this, Brian.
Jake, where can folks learn more about not only the newly launched Bushel Offer Management System, but more about your company and the organization itself?
Yeah, you can go to www.bushel.ag. Bushel.ag is a simple place to find everything that we've got going on and who's our customers and who we're working with and how it's going.
Any final thoughts or something we might have missed?
No, I think I appreciate your support of the egg business around the country. Let's just be hopeful for the ethanol producers right now. The farmers who've got to sell their corn this year, let's hope that things can work out.
Yeah, I understand that agriculture is essential. We've all been working through this. But like you mentioned, this COVID situation has impacted every industry within agriculture because they're all reporting to Congress saying, hey, we've got damages and we need some help. So we understand that. And you're right. We hope everybody bounces back and can hang in there and get through this. We're all in it together, that's for sure. But appreciate your time. Once again, Jake Jornstad, co-founder and CEO of Bushel. I look forward to our next interview right here inside the barn down the road. Hope you stay safe and your family stays safe as well.
Appreciate it, Brian. Thanks for having me.
Don't forget, besides their online presence at bushelpower.com, you can also follow Bushel on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and on their YouTube channel, too.
Coming up in the final two segments of This Week Inside the Barn, you'll learn about Beef Bank Colorado and their Beef Stick program. But first, these messages.
Did you know that Colorado Corn is made up of both the Colorado Corn Administrative Committee and the Colorado Corn Growers Association? The Colorado Corn Administrative Committee oversees how Colorado's corn checkoff dollars, one penny per bushel of corn produced in the state, are spent on research, market development, outreach, and other endeavors. The Colorado Corn Growers Association is comprised of dues-paying, politically active farmers focusing on policy that impacts corn production and agriculture, working to better the industry for Colorado's corn producers and protect the future of agriculture. Learn more about both organizations online at coloradocorn.com.
Sorting through the myths and misinformation to find facts about farming and food can be overwhelming. Colorado Farm Bureau has made the job easier for you by collecting credible answers to your most asked questions about food. Learn more about Colorado food and agriculture at mycoloradofood.com.
An important message from the Colorado Livestock Association as leadership understands the uncertainty that has resulted from COVID-19. With the health and safety of our attendees and their families top of mind, the Colorado Livestock Association's Board of Directors has decided to cancel the 2020 CLA annual meeting. Complete details are online at coloradolivestock.org.